Mist blows, wind wails. Small cold rain that won't quite turn to snow flies with that wind. The cold has seeped into my bones, and now it's over. Even if the sky cleared now at 2:30, we could never recover before dawn. And so I look back. 3 nights, no stars. The code I wrote but could not use, the instrument failure we still can't understand, the hours trying, fearing the sky would clear. Partially fixed at last, we were ready for the stars that did not come. Of this, no word is breathed in books of popular astronomy or science shows on television. This effort to be ready, this fearing our desire, until at last, worn out but ready, we wait for the stars that do not come. Their pages and segments fill with star trails, the dreams and real discoveries, when from the wild tops of the mountains our sight leaps to the depths of space. But not of this they tell, the halo round the cloud-blurred moon, the TO playing video games, the stubborn waiting or the frantic work to make all ready for the stars that do not come. No dreams came through this run. And yet, to be here, is that not a dream? To speak as we have spoken of your heavens, mysteries we may yet seek another time. Though I and one other alone may own them yours, yet not the less, your star watchers we are. And in between the nights, I have seen the ranges with names I do not know, rugged beneath the flying clouds that cast a light that shows their wildness as the sun or moon of starry nights could never show. One morning, over one nameless peak, the dawn glowed with a red that touched my heart and stirred my blood with what I cannot name. Another, nearer peaks and dizzy slopes were clothed in flying swaths of wind-torn cloud, and as they flew, the clouds told wonder of airy gulfs and strong ramparts of stone. So, Lord, you who denied my dream, have you denied it? Or from whom came the dawn glow and the wild clouds, or strength to ready for what did not come? The chance to stand beneath this steel and glass and speak with other watchers of the stars? Frail if we be, and frail all our work, yet here and a few places else, least frail our tools, and least, oh how unworthy, to search the depths of heaven where you wrought, wonders you hid that we might now disclose, if with our trembling art of glass and wire, steel and charge, and air and mind and force, the thought of many and their genius, brought to bear upon one common task, if with this feeble, mighty best that we can do, you combine skies that let your secrets pass another time.